One night, at the end of dinner, the last time I crossed the Atlantic, somebody in our group remarked that we were just passing over the spot where the Lusitania had gone down. Whether this were the case or not, the thought of it was enough to make us rather grave, and we dropped into some more or less serious discussion about the emotions of men and women who see all hope gone and realize that they are going to sink with the vessel. From that, the talk wandered to the fate of the drowned. Was not theirs, after all, a fortunate end? Somebody related details from the narratives of those who had been all but drowned in the accident of the war. A Scotch lady inquired fancifully if the ghosts of those who were lost at sea ever appear above the waters and come aboard ships. Would there be danger of seeing one when the light was turned out in her cabin? This put an end to all seriousness, and most of us laughed. But a little tight-faced man, bleak and iron-gray, who had been listening attentively, did not laugh. The lady noticed his decorum and appealed to him for support.
"You are like me. You believe in ghosts," she asked lightly.
He hesitated, thinking it over.
"In ghosts?" he repeated slowly. "No, I don't know as I do. I've never had any personal experience that way. I've never seen the ghosts of anyone I knew. Is anybody here?"
No one replied. Instead, most of us laughed again, a little uneasily, perhaps.
"All the same, strange enough things happen in life," resumed the man. "Even if you leave out ghosts, that you can't clear up by laughing. You laugh till you've had some experience big enough to shock you."